Heavenly Father, we're so grateful.
天上的父, 我们很感谢你,
we can come before your presence now.
我们现在来到你的同在的中间,
in the precious name of your Son Jesus.
我们奉你儿子宝贵的名,
we thank you for his life in us.
我们感谢你,
the wonderful blessing of belonging to Christ.
我们在基督里面属于基督, 我们同一个梦是一个很奇妙的祝福。
Thank you, Father, for rescuing us out of the darkness and bringing us into your wonderful light.
感谢天父, 你将我们从黑暗里面拯救出来, 带我们进你奇妙的光明。
Thank you for your testimony in this place, Lord.
感谢你在这处地方你的见证。
Thank you for the work that you've been doing over in South America as well.
我感谢你在南美洲的地方, 你都在那里工作。
We give you all the glory and the praise for your kingdom here on earth.
我感谢你, 愿一切, 荣耀重赞, 归个给你, 愿你的国度, 在这个地上。
We just ask for your grace now to be able to share this time.
我们在这里求你自己给我们有恩典, 好叫我能够在这里来到交通出来。
Let your spirit testify of Christ now.
你的圣灵在这里来到见证耶稣基督。
Testify of his work in Chile.
在这里见证你自己的工作在智利。
And that all the glory would be for him.
愿一切荣耀是归给我们主耶稣基督。
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
我们感谢天上父神, 祷告奉主的名。
Well, it's a wonderful blessing for all of us to be here with you.
很奇妙的祝福, 我们三位可以和弟兄姊妹一起。
We've been asking the Lord for a number of weeks to open a door.
我们都是一路祈祷, 等候主,为我们打开门。
And we're really blessed to see all of your faces here.
我们真的觉得很蒙福, 当我们在这里见到弟兄姊妹众人的面。
I think it's wonderful when the Lord reveals some of his remnant.
感谢很奇妙, 当主在这个末后的时候, 那里的圣余的, 祂的民, 在那里神向我们启示。
Since coming over from Chile, we've been asking ourselves where the Lord's remnant might be hidden in England.
当我们从智利回来的时候, 我们就问主, 主在这里有没有你自己的, 在这里, 好像说圣余的, 你的子民在这里, 在英国呢?
And so we're really grateful to him for this opportunity to be with you.
所以我们感谢我们的主, 给我们有这么机会和你一起。
I was reflecting earlier just on the verse in Colossians.
早早我就思想在这些经文在哥罗西书,
where Paul says that his face was still unknown to many of the brethren.
他说保罗说他在哥罗西这个地方的教会很多都没曾见过保罗。
I think there are many brothers and sisters over in Chile who would dearly love to be here today.
我相信在智利有很多亲爱的弟兄姊妹,他们真的很盼望都在这里。
We're just a small representation of them here today.
我们只是很少数,好像代表了这么多的弟兄姊妹在这里。
And though they're unknown to you by face, they're not unknown to you by spirit.
虽然我们对他们来说,没见过他们的面孔, 但他们的灵和我们的灵都一样。
The Lord's really been doing a work over there in Chile.
主在智利的地方都是工作了。
And I'd just like this opportunity to tell something about what the Lord's doing there.
想趁着这个机会来到讲, 和大家分享主在智利的工作。
In 1975,
1975年的时候,
there were a group of students from university in Temuco.
这个Temuco在大学那里有一些学生。
They were dispersed in many different denominational churches in the city.
在这个城市那里,他们有很多的宗派教会,他们都在那里聚会。
And they were all obviously quite young in the Lord.
还有他们都是很年轻在主里面。
And they'd come together in their meetings at the university.
在大学的聚会里面,他们一起了。
And the denominational divides were not an obstacle for them.
在那里,宗派的背景的不同, 在这个大学的聚会里面,他们不成为他们的问题,他们一起了。
Now, without any external influences, the Lord began to speak to them through the Word.
他們就沒有接受外面的影響了，但他們就看聖經，主就跟他們說話。
And they began to feel the Lord calling them out of the denominational churches. So until 1981, they just met together, a group of about 40 students.
直至1981年,他們就有大40個學生來聚會。
In their homes.
在他們的家裡面,
and they just study the word together.
他們就一起讀聖經,
and worship the Lord.
在敬拜主。
And the Lord began to reveal himself.
主就向他們開始來啟示。
There were even a few of the brothers at that time who were pastors of churches.
在那個時候有些弟兄，他們甚至那時是一些教會的牧師了。And
the Lord convicted their hearts that they were to leave the church.
主就感動他們的心，叫他們很強的覺得他們是要離開他們那個的
where they were pastoring and to meet together in a way that was conformed to the word.
他們就要按著神的話做牧養。
I think it was a difficult time for the brothers because many of the denominational churches were suspicious of them.
那時候對這班弟兄們是一個很難的日子， 因為很多的宗派教會就對他們這班人很大疑問了。
But they felt it necessary to be faithful to the Lord.
但他們感覺到他們自己是應該對主是忠心。
They had a number of retreats.
他們有很多的領會了，聚會，特別的聚會。
And on one of those retreats, the Lord really poured out His Spirit.
在一個特別的聚會的時候，主的靈就好像真的降臨到他們眾人身上。They
were baptized in the Holy Spirit.
他們就是在聖靈的浸的底下。Filled
with the Spirit and many gifts were poured out that day.
有很多的聖靈的充滿之後，他們又得著很多的恩賜。The
brothers were very zealous for the Lord, and because they were young, they had lots of energy.
這班弟兄們他們很為主發熱心，還有他們很年輕，所以他們有很多的氣力。
And they began to preach the gospel in many of the surrounding towns, cities, and also in the countryside.
他們就在周圍附近的鄉村或城市傳福音。
And so a number of small localities began to manifest the local church.
在那裡就很多的地方就有一個聚會了，有一個教會在那裡。
And it's been that way since.
就一直都是，自從那時到現在都是這樣。
Now, during that time in Temuco,
在Temuco這個時候呢,
the brothers still didn't have the church as the body of Christ revealed in their hearts.
在那時候，他們都未曾有一個啟示，就是教會是基督的身體。
So although they were seeking the Lord earnestly,
雖然他們是很對主是很追求，是很真心。
There was still a predominant brother amongst them.
仍然在他們中間有一些很突出的弟兄在帶他們。
He, by the grace of the Lord, had many gifts in speaking, and he was really filled with zeal for the Lord.
因為他主的恩典，他有很重這個恩賜，先知講道的恩賜，還有其他恩賜，主的靈降在他身上。
But he was also a very domineering brother.
但他是一個很強，在他中間很強的一個弟兄，好像是要核管住他們這樣。
It reached a point where he would not allow anything to happen in the church unless the decision went through him.
到了一個地步，他是禁止一切所有的決定，若不是經過他的許可的話。
And eventually the situation became so extreme that they had to expel the brother.
到了一個地步是很激烈，很極端，他們就要不歡迎這個弟兄，就將這個弟兄驅逐了出去。
I wouldn't want to say that this was simply a decision among the brothers to throw this elder brother out.
不是只是，或者不是說一個決定，這些弟兄們就將這個年長的弟兄叫他出去了，不在這裡聚會。
But it reached a point where this brother wanted the control of the church.
And
many left with him. And they decide to form another local church. I'm not too clear on the details. And I only want to express the important spiritual principle that was happening at that time. The Lord really used that time to refine the brothers. They passed through a number of years, I'm not sure how many, where they would just meet together to break the bread and weep before the Lord. It was a time of great darkness for them, where they called out to the Lord for him to lead the church where he wanted it. And the Lord began to reveal how the body of Christ was to function. So the brothers really went through a time of testing. But the Lord did a great work. The brothers in Chile often say that that was the greatest work that the Lord did during the time of the church. So it was during the late 1990s. That they began to meet together with simplicity of heart. Meeting together as a body. They would meet together in homes to break bread. On the Lord's Day. According to the which part of the city they lived in. And would come together for a main meeting. And that's how it's been to this day. There are approximately 400 brothers in Temuco. And among them there are 4 elders and 4 deacons and 4 church workers. And because of the fruit that the Lord provided in the early years in the church, there are approximately 30 local churches throughout the country of Chile.
整个智利的国家大约有30个在不同各地方有的教会。
That's from the very north of Chile. It's a very long country.
智利是一个很长的国家，在北部。
The most northern of which are Arica and Iquique.
最北的就是Arica and
Iquique. And down to the very southern tip called Punta Arenas.
Punta Arenas.
And in Santiago, which is the capital, because of the size of the capital city, there are currently 9 local churches. Now, I think you'll understand that because I only arrived in Chile 4 years ago, I'm not quite as clear on the history of the church in Chile. But the Lord has been very merciful in allowing me to see the more recent events. I think one of the most significant things to have happened in recent years is the way the Lord has extended the links that the church has.
主就將呢個佢教會與教會之間嘅聯繫咧係擴展咗。
And to come to know many other brothers in South America and Central America.
佢將佢哋就帶去認識咗一啲喺呢個南美或者中美洲嘅一啲嘅弟兄姊妹。
Approximately 5 years ago, the brothers began to publish a magazine.
但係五年前呢班弟兄們就印咗一個嘅刊物。
And this magazine began to be sent further and further afield throughout South and Central America.
这个刊物就是宣派去是在智利各个地方在南智利。
And they also put the magazine on the internet.
也都这个刊物是都是摆在网址了。
And 5 years ago, a brother from the United States,
五年前有个弟兄在美国
was searching on the internet for Christian material about marriage.
就一路嘅嚟到喺呢个网址上揾一啲关于基督徒婚姻嘅资料。
And he found an article by one of the brothers.
佢揾到一个嘅其中一个弟兄所写嘅一篇嘅信息。
And he was deeply impacted by the article and travelled all the way from the United States to visit the brothers.
佢就睇到因为佢觉得系好大嘅冲击，所以佢就特别嘅嚟到从美国嗰度去揾呢班嘅弟兄姊妹。
The brothers hadn't had much contact with people from outside of Chile before.
呢班喺智利嘅弟兄姊妹就同喺智利国家以外冇咩接触嘅。
And they were deeply touched by this brother's sacrifice to come so far.
佢都好感动，因为呢个弟兄从咁远嘅地方嚟探佢哋。
So through this brother, they then established links in Mexico where he was once a missionary.
就透过呢个同呢个弟兄嘅接触，佢哋就同喺呢个墨西哥以前呢个弟兄喺嗰度做传教嘅，咁啊同墨西哥班弟兄姊妹接触啦。
To print and publish the magazine from the United States to send out to Mexico.
亦都从美国嗰度嚟到去刊印这个的刊物来到寄去这个墨西哥的地方。
And then 3.5 years ago,
三年半前
a brother from Chile who is married to a Brazilian sister,
一个弟兄在智利的弟兄从一个巴西的姊妹结婚
who had been living in Brazil for a number of years,
他们就在巴西的地方居住了数年
put the brothers in Chile in contact with Christian Chen.
就将呢个弟兄喺智利呢个弟兄就同呢个陈希珍弟兄嚟到联络接触。
And the Lord enabled Christian Chen to come to the first conference that he attended in the south of Chile.
就请咗陈希珍喺呢个南智利嘅第一次嘅特别聚会。
Every year for most of the church's history, they have a conference down in the south of Chile.
喺佢哋教会嘅历史嘅咁多年嚟，佢哋每一年咧都喺南智利有一个特别聚会。
And for many years, brothers from the very north of Chile have travelled all the way down.
喺呢咁多年间咧，呢啲弟兄姊妹们喺从北智利嘅最北嘅地方咧，就一路嘅嚟到参加呢个嘅聚会。
For a week of fellowship and sitting at the Lord's feet to hear His word.
就一个礼拜嘅时间咧，佢哋聚会同埋听到啦。
So, Brother Christian Chen came 3 years ago for the first time to Chile.
陈希珍弟兄就喺三年前第一次到智利。
And the brothers were deeply impacted by the teaching he gave.
智利嘅弟兄姊妹就陈希珍嘅喺嗰度嘅信息，佢哋好受感动。
And he was invited back again the following year.
咁下一年佢哋又再请陈希珍弟兄再翻去啦。
Again, Brother Christian Chen came and shared the word.
陈弟兄又再去到当中嚟到交通神嘅话。
And just after that conference,
喺呢个特别聚会之后咧，啱之后
，Brother Christian placed a burden he had on his heart from the Lord.
陈弟兄咧就系将佢喺个心里边嘅重担咧。就摆出来了。
For the brothers to begin an international conference.
话就有一个国际性啲嘅一个嘅特别嘅聚会啦。
It was about this time that the Lord really began to extend and open doors.
就喺呢个时候，主就 打開咗嗰個門啦。
So last year,
舊年嘅時候
，Brother Stephen Kong came for the first international conference.
江秀道弟兄就第一次嚟到呢個嘅好似國際性啲嘅聚會。
Accompanied by Jonathan Pong.
就係呢個彭洞平弟兄。
And Hosea Wu and his wife.
就係胡何西弟兄同佢太太。
And Stephen Kong's wife.
同埋江秀道江姊妹。
So this was a very blessed time for all the brothers.
呢個對當時係一個好佢好蒙福祝福嘅時間。
It meant a great deal to all of them.
對嗰班嘅弟兄們係有個好大嘅重要嘅意思啦。
Because during those years of formation,
當佢哋喺初開始聚會嘅時候
，The Lord really was revealing Himself to the brothers.
主就對呢班弟兄們一啲嘅啟示。
He revealed himself through the word, but he also revealed himself through the books of Watchman Nee.
唔單止喺神嘅話向佢哋有啟示，就透過讀魏托星弟兄嘅書啦。
And the brothers began to read these books along with many other.
呢班弟兄們佢哋讀魏托星嘅書同埋讀其他嘅書。
Other brothers like Austin Sparks, Andrew Murray.
讀史柏克嘅書或者呢個穆安德烈嘅呢個弟兄寫嘅書。
Campbell Morgan,
或者摩根嘅書。
And so the brothers were deeply touched by the presence of Stephen Kong and all that he represented.
咁就係讀到江秀道嘅書，佢都好受感動。
The brothers really felt looking at the history of the church.
呢班弟兄們佢當睇到教會歷史嘅時候，佢有點嘅感覺
？That the fruit that had come out of China.
中國所帶出來的果子
was being manifested in South America.
就亦都喺智利嘅地方咧，再次顯出啦。
That because of the fire that those brothers had passed through in the persecution.
即係喺試煉裏邊，呢個火嘅試煉嘅裏邊，呢班弟兄姊妹經過咗啦。
Seeds had really been planted over in the opposite end of the world.
就好似係呢個種子就喺世界嘅另一角落就撒落去啦。
Because of the geographical position of Chile, the brothers over there often refer to themselves as being at the end of the world.
因為喺智利嘅呢個地理嘅情況嘅特殊嘅情況，佢呢班智利嘅弟兄們成日就覺得佢哋係世界嘅最終嘅地方啦，最美嘅地方啦。
They have desert to the north, mountains to the east, and the sea to the west.
佢哋喺北部就有呢個嘅沙漠，佢哋有就中間又有高山，就係海喺東邊。
But even to those remote parts of the world, the Lord was pleased to reveal Himself.
但係喺呢世界最僻嘅地方，神都係好樂意就將向佢哋啟示。
Three years ago,
三年前
，the Lord also began another work in Santiago.
神就但喺聖地牙哥呢個地方又開始另一個工作。
The local churches were expanding.
當時地方呢個教會就喺度擴大。
But the brothers also came into contact with another local church.
但係呢班弟兄們就亦都同另一個地方嘅聚會有接觸啦。
Of brothers who passed through exactly the same experience of fire.
亦都係主嘅靈嘅降喺佢身上，同經過咁樣嘅經歷啦。
They'd also experienced the defrauding of a brother taking control over the church.
佢亦都要經過一個咁樣同一個經歷，就係有一個弟兄係要嚟到控制住個教會。
So the brothers were deeply impacted when they met one another.
所以真係咁嘅情況，佢哋相會嘅時候，大家有好大嘅影響。
And felt that it was the Lord's will that they should come not only to talk about being one, but to physically become one.
唔單止佢一齊咁講佢講。應該係佢哋就一齊嚟聚會啦。
So this has been a very significant experience for the brothers in the restoration of the church.
呢個對一班弟兄姊妹喺呢個教會嘅被恢復係一個好重要嘅經歷。
So as well as the workers who are from Temuco,
唔單止喺 Temuco 呢個地方嘅教會嘅工人。
There are also five church workers in Santiago.
亦都喺聖地亞哥呢度有五個教會嘅工人。
And a couple more who are dispersed.
亦都有兩個咧，佢哋就係分散喺智利嘅唔同嘅地方。
2 years ago,
2年前,
at the first international conference,
在这个, 好像一起的, 特别的聚会了,
there were also a group of brothers
那里也有一班弟兄姊妹,
who came from Colombia.
是从哥伦比亚那里来的。
These brothers had only found out about the brothers in Chile through the magazine a few weeks before the international conference. The Lord has been doing a work very silently in Colombia for over 20 years as well. And in Brazil, which is a very large country, the Lord has been doing individual works in many, many parts of Brazil, revealing himself in the same way, and manifesting the local church. So it's only in these last 2 years that we've come to have relations with all of these different local churches. And come to have fellowship in the Lord together. Carolina and I were in England this time when they had the latest international conference.
我和我太太都在英国, 但他们今年也有一个国际性的特别聚会。
And Brother Christian Chen and Brother Hosea, we were sharing the word.
陈弟兄和胡弟兄也在那里交通神的话。
At the next conference down in the south,
在下一次南部的特别聚会呢,
a brother from Colombia will be coming to share the word.
一个弟兄在哥伦比亚就会来到交通神的话。
So my burden is really just to share with you the way in which the Lord has been bringing his remnants together. And the way in which the Lord has been manifesting himself in Chile.
主如何在智利的地方来到工作的很明显的工作显明他自己。
The first thing that really struck me before I could even speak the language,
第一件事叫我觉得很惊奇的，当我还未曾晓得智利的粤语的时候，
is the agape love that flows through each local church there.
就是这个神的爱，这个agape这个神的爱在教会里面。
The brothers meet together in the same way.
弟兄姊妹他们都是好像这样来到聚会的。
On the Lord's Day for the Lord's table.
在主日他们有抹饼聚会。
And during the week meeting in homes as a family.
也都在周日的时候就在弟兄姊妹家中来到聚会。
Constantly meeting together to praise the Lord and eat together and share of his wonderful love.
他们一同的，很多时候一同的聚会或者吃饭。 一同的交通，交通主的爱。
This is what the Lord's been doing.
主自己是这样来到工作在他们当中。
In South America.
在南美的地方。 大家有没有问题? Any questions?
Can you share with us a little bit about how did you get to know the group?
你可以跟我交通，你怎么认识他们? How do you know them? Your friend?
I went out to Chile almost 4 years ago.
我去到智利大约是4年前。
I felt the Lord call me out there.
我感觉主是呼召我到那个地方。
To do some missionary work.
在做传福音的工作。
It was through a contact that I established.
透过一个接触，同一个人接触，给我一个地址。
And the Lord opened the door for me to go to a rural school in the south of Chile.
就主打一条路，叫我去到喺智利啊，喺乡村嘅地方有一个学校。
I think it's just the Lord's mercy and his ways.
我相信只系主嘅怜悯同埋主嘅道路。
That led me out there instead of somewhere else.
就带我去智利，冇带我去到别处。
On the very first day that I arrived in Temuco.
当我第一日嚟到 Temuco 嘅地方嘅时候。
I was walking with a map in my hand.
我手裡揸住個地圖喺度行。
And I got lost.
我就迷失咗路。
Although the Lord knew I wasn't lost.
但主知道我冇迷失嘅。
And he made it so that I arrived at a square in the city.
就帶領我去到呢個城市中間有個廣場嘅地方。
And there were many young people in that square.
喺個廣場度有好多年輕人。
Singing God's praises and handing out evangelistic leaflets.
佢哋係就唱一啲嘅讚美詩歌，同埋將一啲嘅單張、傳福音嘅單張派啦。
And a couple of the young people came over and invited me round for a meal.
有兩個年輕人嚟到我度，就請我嚟到去同佢哋一從嘅用膳。
And then on to a young person's meeting.
帶到去當中一年輕人嘅聚會。
And then the following day to a general meeting.
另外一日帶我到佢哋嘅一個聚會嘅地方。
So it was by the Lord's grace that I came to be with those brothers.
就係因為主嘅恩典帶我到認識呢班弟兄姊妹。
Then another year and a half later.
一年半之後咧。
I was writing to many of my Christian friends back in England.
我就同喺英國我好多嘅基督徒嘅朋友寫信嘅俾佢哋。
Because the Lord was teaching me things out in Chile that I'd never heard before in my life.
因為主喺智利嗰度教導我啲嘅嘢，我從來喺我一生裏邊都未認識過嘅。
So I was writing to my friends and brother Chris.
我就寫信俾我呢個朋友，同埋寫信俾阿 Chris 弟兄。
Decided to come out and visit.
咁佢就決定嚟到探我啦，嚟到智利。
And to see what was happening in the local church.
就嚟到睇下呢個地方裏邊咁多嘅呢個聚會嘅地方情點樣。
He had a ticket for 1 month.
佢買機票係張機票係一個月之內就限期嘅。
And he stayed for how long? The first time 5 months.
第一次就留咗五個月。
Then he went back and came back to Chile again.
翻英國再翻到智利嘅地方。
This time for 10 months.
就十個月嘅時候。
So, now he is engaged to be married to Carolina's sister.
而家佢就同呢個我太太 Carolina 嘅妹定咗婚。
So the Lord truly works in mysterious ways.
主就係好奇妙嘅嚟到工作。
That's how we came to be out by the Lord's mercy in Chile.
咁就係主點樣喺佢憐憫底下帶我哋去到智利嘅地方。
Carolina's family.
Carolina 自己嘅屋企咧。
Originally from Temuco.
佢哋初都係喺 Temuco 呢個地方。
But have lived for many years in a city called Concepcion.
亦都佢哋住喺一個另一個城市叫 Concepcion 嘅地方。
Which is the second biggest city.In Chile.
是智利第二个大的城市。
And they have been, Carolina grew up in the local church in Concepcion.
Carolina 就在这个第二个大城市那里的教会长大的。
But then went to Temuco to study.
就去到 Temuco 地方就读书。
And that's where we met.
在那里我们大家就在那里见相识了。
相同。
The question is, in Chile, the main religion is Catholic?
Yes.
If you preach to the people, local people, if they are mainly Catholics, do you meet with problems?
I think Temuco is one of the most evangelized cities in the world.
Temuco 的地方是很多傳福音的人去的。
So there is a real mix of evangelical and Catholic churches.
那裡有很多基督教和天主教教會。
In a very similar way to the way in which England is called a Christian or Protestant country.
好像英國一樣，英國是一個英國的一個基督教國家。
But for many, it is simply a name, a nominal religion.
但係對好多人講，只不過一個掛名嘅一個嘅宗教。
It's a similar situation in Chile with Catholicism.
喺智利都一樣，天主教都係一個掛名嘅。
I think there are other Latin American countries where they are much more Catholic.
但在南美拉丁国家有其他的国家，他们信奉天主教是比较严肃一点。
But many of the people in the church in Temuco,
但很多在Temuco教会的人
have converted from Catholicism.
他们从天主教那里来到信奉，信了基督教。
And have come to know the Lord.
认识主。
And you are so young and you love the Lord.
It's quite
rarely you can find it in this country. Young people love the Lord. The question is, the desire to go abroad to preach the gospel, is it from yourself or is it the influence of your parents?
No, I come from a non-Christian family.
不是，因为我自己屋企系父母唔信嘅。
I think, at least in my experience,
但系喺我自己嘅经历嘅里边咧。
At Bristol, I knew many young people who loved the Lord.
喺呢个 Bristol 地方读书嘅时候，我认识好多爱主嘅朋友。
There was a time at university when I was far from the Lord.
但是在大学一个时间呢，有段日子呢，我离开主很远。
And in his grace, he brought me back.
在他恩典底下呢，他将我带回回头了。
And at that exact moment, I received an invitation to go to Kenya and Uganda.
就在那个去回到主的时候，就在这个 Uganda 和 Kenya 地方有人就邀请我去。
Chris was also on the missionary team.
Chris 和我一起就去在这个传福音队那里一起的。
I think that England has a long history of sending missionaries.
英国是有一个很长的历史是差派这个传福音差传出去的。
And we have many friends who've gone to other countries.
我有很多朋友他们就去了别的国家。
To serve the Lord.
去服侍主。
I think that it's quite a common thing for English Christians to do.
英国的基督教徒去别处地方传福音都是很普遍。
Very personally speaking,
我自己讲我自己的话是怎样
呢？ I think that there is a great deal of pride in, there was a lot of pride in my heart.
在我心里面有很多的骄傲。
Because I thought that I could serve the Lord.
因为我想我自己可以服侍主。
And I thought I could produce fruit for him.
我想我自己可以结出果子为他。
I suspect that this is a very similar thing that happens in many people's hearts.
我或者觉得这样是我们很多人心态这样。
Who don't really know him and live a frustrated Christian life.
不认识基督，但也都活在一个很不满意的基督徒的生命里面。
We want to please the Lord.
要去讨主喜悦。
But we think that we can please him in ourselves.
但我们以为我们自己就可以讨到他喜悦。
So,My testimony is that I thank the Lord.
所以我见证就是我感谢主
for taking me to Chile.
带我去到智利
not so that I could serve him.
不是我自己可以话服侍他
or do something for him.
或者话为他做一啲嘅嘢
but just to know him.
但系去认识主啦
and that was enough.
咁样已经足够啦
and that changed my whole life.
已经将我一生嘅改变咗啦。Sister, you got something to share? 有冇 ？Do you have something? 佢会用西班牙文翻译，讲我唔识翻译 ，I don't know how to translate.
Two-way translate.
仔兄就翻译英文啦，我就翻译广东话。
I have much gratitude to the Lord.
我对主系满有感激。
For the chance to be with you for these days.
就有咁嘅机会同弟兄姊妹喺一齐。
It's the first time that we've seen one another.
呢个系我第一次同大家弟兄姊妹见面。
But I feel that you are my family.
我都感覺到你係我嘅家啦。呢度係我嘅家。
I thank the Lord Jesus Christ.
我感謝主耶穌基督。
For the love that He poured out in our hearts.
佢將佢愛帶進我哋嘅心。
Through which we can call one another brother.
就係主嘅愛，我哋可以大家彼此稱嘅弟兄姊妹。
Bless one another.
我哋可以彼此嘅祝福。
Receive all the love from the brothers in Chile.
都係願你哋接受係弟兄姊妹俾你哋嘅愛係智利嘅弟兄姊妹。
They know that we're here today.
佢都今日知道我哋同你哋一齊。
And send all the blessings of the Lord for all of you.
佢都將主一切嘅祝福求帶到你弟兄姊妹當中。都係好感謝主俾我同弟兄姊妹一齊喺度。感謝主俾我憐憫，將佢自己向我啟示，同埋將主嘅身體向我啟示。感謝主就將我帶去智利。
For being able to experience the life of the Lord in
the church. I
still
had to experience the body. For being able to see and meet with my brother and sister here in Southampton.
I thank the Lord because sometimes we don't know what is it that the Lord is doing.
有啲時候我哋或者唔係好知道主喺度作咩工作。
I believe that step by step, He is showing us more of what we need.
但係我相信佢係一步一步嘅，帶領我哋去認識佢所要嘅係乜嘢。
So I am content, like Andrew, to know the Lord.
都好感謝主，好似Andrew 一樣，主帶我俾我更認識佢。
And I'm also content to be able to share a new year with all of you.
都好感謝主，我可以同大家一同經過呢個新年。
I think that the brothers in Chile would also not be content if I didn't open a very warm invitation to come and visit them in Chile.
我相信我弟兄喺智利嘅弟兄們咧，佢哋就唔會滿足啦。若我唔喺度咧，有個對弟兄姊妹一個公開嘅邀請，弟兄姊妹嚟到探佢哋喺智利探佢哋。
There are hundreds of homes just waiting to open their doors for each of you.
在智利那裡有很多百道門的弟兄姊妹的家的門打開，是等待接待你們。
I can testify to that too. I stayed in one home for 10 months.
我曾經在智利的時候住在一個弟兄姊妹的家中十個月。
And to them, I was like another son.
对我好似另一个儿子一样，喺佢嘅家嗰度。我谂我哋要完啦。We have to finish here.